It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Well, Larry, first week of May, but maybe it doesn't quite feel like it just yet.
Oh, yeah, very interesting. The statistics for the first week of May put the average temperature in this, according to the Weather Service in Duluth, being about six degrees colder than normal. The normal high for today is 60. Now, if we reached that, we would all be pretty glad about it. According to the forecast, though, we should be reaching it. It is not unusual for the first half of May for there to be some really warm days to the point of being hot, you know, like 80. It's not unusual at all, but I don't see it happening now, and I don't see it right away in the future. This week, if you look at the rest of the statistics for the first week of May, we are dry. We have not had much precipitation, and we had some flurries. I saw it on two different days. Nothing major, and once again, it is not unusual that there be some snow in May. Yeah, you think back on a few years ago, 2019, we had 13 inches of snow in May. And yes, it is possible. Other things of note, we've had a full moon on the 1st of May. That is the first of our two full moons that we have this month. The moon right now is in the waning quarter phase and heading towards a new moon coming up. And we are now 14 hours and 40 minutes long for daylight, heading towards 15 hours by mid-month. We never do reach 16 hours. The longest day coming up in June is nearly that, but we don't quite reach it. So we are certainly moving along. Sunrise now is at before 6 o'clock, 5:45 more or less, and sunset is about 8:30. So nice long days. We are having some interesting astronomical events coming up too, worth noting. On the a conjunction coming up on May 18 of Venus and the Moon. Both of those are bright objects in the sky, and you get a chance to see them close to each other, which is kind of a good thing to see. Migration continues to happen. The counters, the raptor counters at West Skyline, have been counting since early March. The bird that was most numerous in March was the bald eagles, and then as we got into April, there's other raptors that have shown up. Right now, the most numerous ones are, again, bald eagles, but they're not number one. The number one, or the highest number counted, is the broadwing hawk. And then we have a lot of turkey vultures as well, and sharpshin. So it's plenty of raptors going on. But one of the things I enjoy so much about seeing the statistics of the counters there is that they count other birds besides that. And there's plenty of other migration going on. It's been a really good spring for seeing waterfowl. I've seen the swans, geese, cormorant, loon, mergansers, grebe, sandhill cranes, great blue herons, shorebirds like yellowlegs. I've seen a lot of those, as well as killdeer, sandpipers, and so forth. Then there is the ducks. I've seen about a dozen kinds of ducks. Very, very interesting. It's also been interesting because the lake that I normally do the looking is low. And that kind of surprises me that the ducks would be hanging around a low lake as much as they do, but they have been good, and I've been looking at them. I recommend getting out, if you can, to Chambers Grove and seeing another waterfowl that I haven't mentioned, and that is pelicans. Pelicans are out there in huge numbers right now. I'd say hundreds, and different side. You cross the river there, Fond du Lac, on Highway 23, and no matter you look upstream or downstream, you'll see a bunch of white, big white birds. And pelicans are huge. And they congregate in big numbers. They're not necessarily swimming or flying. They're just kind of resting there. They will not nest. They will move on. But for the time being, it's certainly a wonderful sighting to get out and see the pelicans. In addition to that, there's the songbirds that are migrating. It's been a very good spring so far. We're seeing various kinds of sparrows. The most recent has been the chipping sparrows showing up. Little brown bird with no spots on the underside and kind of a reddish brown hat on top of the head, a crown. And then there's been the kinglets. And in my backyard right now, I have plenty of yellow rump warblers. I have not seen too many other kinds of warblers, though they have been reported. There's been about 10 kinds that are in the area, but I just haven't seen them. Tree swallows have been around. Phoebes, yellow-bellied sapsucker. The flickers have been here. There's also been reports, though I haven't seen them myself, of rosebreast grosbeak and tanagers. I would not be surprised if the Baltimore Orioles start to show up soon. Among the thrushes, robins, bluebirds, hermit thrush, and I'm expecting there'll be a few more in the next few days. We get into mid-May, and we get into the time of the warbler migration, and though it hasn't happened very much yet, I think it will. It's a really interesting thing that goes on in May. It is a very crucial timing that has to happen. The warblers feed on caterpillars, and the caterpillars come out when the leaves open up on the trees. The caterpillar eggs are right next to the leaves, and as soon as the leaves start to open up on the trees, the caterpillars will start to feast on them. If nothing stops these caterpillars, they could defoliate the trees. And who shows up to eat the caterpillars but numerous warblers? And as I said, the timing is very crucial. Now, if you go down below those trees, down to the forest floor, the timing is also crucial there because there is a large number of wildflowers that have to quickly go through their growing time and produce leaves and flowers and get pollinated all before the leaves come out on the trees overhead, because they need the sunlight. And once the leaves come out overhead, they're going to be in the shade. And yes, they are starting to bloom right now. I have seen so far of these spring wildflowers, often called ephemerals, which means that they live a short life. I have seen 7 kinds so far. I've seen hepatica, bloodroot, spring beauty, wild ginger, and both the yellow and white trout lilies. I've seen those in bloom so far. Plenty more will soon be joining that. Things such as violets, anemone, toothwort, Dutchman breeches, drillium, and bellworts. I expect within the next week they'll probably be blooming. They need some sunlight from, as I said, they don't want to get shaded, but they need sunlight, meaning all these cloudy days kind of keep them from opening up. So we'll see if that happens soon. Among the trees, there are trees right now that are starting to put out their leaves. It's for the most part, they're small trees. The number one is almost always the elderberry, and I have one in my yard. It's got its pretty good size leaves already. Then there's a lot of smaller ones, things such as honeysuckle. There's 2 kinds of honeysuckle that have their leaves opening. Gooseberry, raspberry, also opening their leaves now soon, and the lilac in my yard is starting to open its leaves. There are some trees that are in flowering. Actually, we go through April. We see a lot of it in the form of catkins. That's these long things that hang down on the trees, especially visible on willows and aspen, but also right now on birch. And those are the catkins. That is a kind of flower. But the actual blossoms have not yet quite started. I expect very soon they will be, and within 10 days, we will probably start to see blossoms of small trees like wild plum and juneberry and elderberry and pincherry all along the side of the road. They all have white blossoms and are all small trees. We'll start seeing that very soon. But as of right now, it is the red maples that have the most colorful flowers in the trees, and they're kind of small, but they are colorful. Other things of note, down on the forest floor, and along with the the spring wildflowers, the fiddleheads are starting up. Fiddlehead is a leaf, the new leaf called a frond of a fern. And the stem of it stays alive underground all winter. When it gets to be spring, it puts out a new leaf. And that new leaf unfolds to be known as a fiddlehead. Somebody thought it looked like the end of a violin, and so they call it a fiddlehead. But there are many of those, many kinds of them in the woods. The number one every year is always the interrupted fern, and that's what I was seeing on my walk this morning. Then there's some other interesting things of note. I've been hearing so far three kinds of frogs. That's the wood frog, chorus frog, and spring peeper. That's to be expected. And then among the reptiles, I have not seen it yet myself, but I had a person tell me about seeing a garter snake recently. No real surprise. The surprise came when I was driving home the other day, and I went by a yard, and out in the yard was a great big snapping turtle. And the snapping turtle, you know, you see snapping turtles come up on land in June, and that means they're out here to lay eggs. But this early in May, no. I don't think so. I think this was a case of dispersal, and it didn't like where it was living, so it was going to move on to someplace else. And then on a clear day earlier in the week, I went out to a lake, and there had a log that sticks out from the side, and the painted turtles had discovered that log, and they had climbed up for some basking in the sunlight. The water is pretty cold, so it must feel good to sit up in the sun. Well, yes, it felt good enough that I saw 30 turtles sitting there together. But maybe the greatest discovery this past week has been the early orb webs, the spider webs that are starting to show up. They're small. They're going to take some searching, but they are out there, and they tell us that there's more to come. Anytime you have spiders, you know there's going to be some insects somewhere. Yes, there's butterflies. I even saw a dragonfly this week. So, yeah, things are moving on. If we get some warmer weather, some more sunlight, and some more rain, we're going to see a lot more. So, enjoy. We got a long way to go. Take care.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.